welcome to episode 62 of Ardent Run Club. I'm Tommy, I'm your host, and today I'm joined by another athlete from the Northeast. He has run for Tynebridge Harriers and for Sunderland, competed in 5Ks all the way up to marathons, and he's run really good times over the years. So ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Kevin Jeffries.
Hello there, Tommy.
Kev, can I call you Kev?
Yes, we are, yeah, perfect.
Good stuff. How you doing, Kev?
I'm good. How's yourself?
Yeah, man, I'm doing well, thank you. Yeah, it's been a
good.
Been a good week so far. But man,
good.
I'm glad we're doing this. I'm glad we're doing this.
We got there eventually.
Yeah, we've been trying to arrange this for the last few weeks, but our schedules have just been so packed.
Okay.
So actually, finally, we've been able to do it. But good to hear that you're doing all right, man. It's good to hear that you're doing all right. So
yeah, all good, mate. All good.
Good, man. Awesome. Well, let's get into it. You've got an interesting story, being in running, being out of running, all that sort of stuff. So I would love to just chat about that. I guess the best place to start is the beginning. So what got you into running, and when did you start running? How old were you at the time?
I would say it would have been about the time my daughter was born, or just before. It was mainly just for general fitness as well. Just, you know, I used to, like everyone, I would drink on a weekend, I smoked as well. So it was a case of just trying to get into some general fitness and just look after myself a bit more. So it would have been about 14 years ago, I would say, started. And then it was basically just running in the gym and that at first, then getting running outside. And then I started to do a couple of events and that.
Oh, nice.
And the first one I did was the peer-to-peer. I don't know if you're familiar with it in Sunderland.
Was it called peer-to-peer?
Peer-to-peer, yeah. It's along from South Shields to Roker. And I think that was one of my first events, and it was just a few from the club doing it. And I think that's when I realised I was sort of half decent at running. You know, I finished, you know, quite up there and I enjoyed it.
Had you already joined Sunderland at that time?
I just wanted to get, you know, better myself, yeah.
Yeah, and you already joined Sunderland at that time?
At the time, I was just running unattached. Okay. I didn't know, to be honest, at the time, I didn't know how you joined a club. I thought you had to get asked.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so I was like, I think I'd emailed a couple, got no reply. And then it wasn't until 2011 I did the Heaton Memorial Run.
Yeah.
And it was Tynebridge Harrier got in touch with us on Facebook and asked if I wanted to join a club.
Oh, nice.
So that's how I ended up joining them.
Oh, so they did invite you, technically, then, I guess.
Yes, so I did eventually get invited, yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad. And so you've been running a couple years before you joined the club.
I'd been running, I would say, probably about 2 years before I joined the club. So I was, my times were coming down, and then I sort of hit that sort of plateau when my times were levelling off, and I just needed to change my training. I wasn't really training as such, I just went out and ran, put my trainers on and ran, and it was often, I just thought you had to run far.
Fair enough. And so when you joined the club, what did your times kind of drop from to? That makes sense.
I think I was running about 10Ks in about 38 minutes before I joined a club. And then it dropped pretty quickly, like sort of 36s, 35s. And I think gradually as the years went on, they just got the better, you know, with the more consistent training I got, I found.
Yeah. So as you think, so club training is really different to just running on your own. It's like another intensity, or is it the variety, or what do you think it is?
I think it was just the variety. And I always remember, you know, when I first started running, I had a friend, I don't know if you've heard of him. He's called Michael Thompson from Seaham. Mm-hmm. And he used to work in the leisure centre I used to train in. And I always remember the first time he says, have you ever tried doing like intervals? And I think it was like the thought of doing intervals, stopping, running, jogging, it just didn't make any sense to us. I think at the time I thought I knew better.
Yeah.
I thought, no, I'll just keep doing what I'm doing. But then it was when I started doing intervals and that it did kick on a bit. And it was like the variety, you know, you're doing like 6 by a mile, 12, 800s, and it just made it a bit more interesting as well.
Oh, fair enough. And so your passion to improve kind of came from that training, I guess, but I'm assuming when you joined the club, you did a few more events, right?
Yeah, that was it. I think the more events I did, the sort of more passionate I got about running. I think the thing with running, you can measure your progress quite easily. And, you know, measure how fit you are. And I was just saying I was getting fitter and the training was working. I think that really motivated us as well.
Yeah. Oh, fair enough. So what's your favourite event that you've done so far?
The favourite event, I would say I think the North Run's got to be up there. I don't know if it was just because my family and that always come, and it's all just a good atmosphere, I think, the North Run.
Yeah. When was your first one that you did?
The first one was in, I think it was 2009.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't even think it's on my pair of tanks. It was about 2 hours and 26 minutes. So luckily it was. No, it was like 2 hours and 26 minutes, I think it was. Wow. So I think I halved it maybe the next time I done it.
That's awesome, man. Wow. And so how many times have you done that race?
It'll be, I think I did it every year. I missed one or two year when I did the Vale of York 1 year. I think it was 2018. It'll be about 8-9 times I've done it now.
Wow, that's a good event, man. That's really good.
I think I gradually start like chipping a couple of minutes off, and then I sort of, there was a couple where I didn't have the best run, but there were still good runs. I always enjoyed it.
That's good.
It was always a good atmosphere.
Would you say that's your most, like, out of all the races you've ever done, what would you say is your most memorable?
I used to like a lot of the cross countries, the North East Masters ones. Yeah, I think them were quite memorable as well. Yeah, there were always a hard draft, some good competition there as well.
Yeah.
I think the thing is as well with the North East Masters ones, they were quite, the atmosphere was always really good and friendly. You used to have a good, you know, big chat and that after.
Yeah.
But I think probably one of the cross countries ones would be the most memorable.
Oh, fair enough. Do you have a race which you just want to forget? Like a worst race ever?
I would say off the top of my head, it probably would be a cross country as well. I remember, I think it was the Northerns, and probably the Northeast runners will remember this one. It was the Northerns at Blackburn.
Yeah.
I think it was about 2017, and it was just, it was one of them where there was just nowhere to run. It was just a bog. We had the rain, the snow, the sleet, the wind, and it was just, it was the first race I'd nearly pulled to the side and dropped out.
Really? Dang.
Yeah, I think I still remember my calves getting a bit tight and I was just willing for it to pop.
I know that feeling. At least I got an excuse to quit now.
Yeah, I think it's the only time I've sort of willed an injury on.
Yeah.
But I think it was like the sort of third or fourth lap, I started to catch a couple of the quicker lads from Morpeth and I realised they were all, you know, hands on the knees, going up the hills. Everybody was just in the same boat.
Jeez.
You know, I was struggling.
That must have been intense.
But that was up there. That was a hard one, that, and I still remember.
Wow. At least you completed it. That's,
and I think that's it, even with some of your worst races, when you finish them, you do get that sense of achievement after them as well. You know, and they're just hard training run at the end of the year.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a good and easier.
Yeah, exactly. In a whole lot of mud. Yeah. No, not bad, man. So when did you move from Tynebridge to Sunderland?
Levine, 2015, I think. Again, doing a couple of races, and I was running against a couple of Sunderland Harriers. It was Ian Dixon, Mickey Barker at the time. And they were just asking why I was at Tynebridge and, you know, why don't I train with them?
Mm.
And I started going training with them, and it just made sense to go over there. I still, you know, it was never left with any malice from Tynebridge. It was always, you know, I still really got on with them. It just made sense, sort of, logistics.
Yeah. And so did you have a coach at Sunderland?
Yes. At first I was coached by Richie Tuff.
Okay.
Richie Tuff at Sunderland. And then later on I moved over to Glenn Foster.
Right.
But
right.
I mean, to be honest, I sort of tended to take quite a bit from both of them.
Yeah.
You know, I got a lot of, you know, I used to mix my sessions up and that a bit. And towards the end, I was just running on my own a lot, just doing my own sessions.
Fair enough. Did you prefer running alone more than running in groups, or was that, or not necessarily?
I think when you're running with a group, you do push yourself a bit harder, but I've always just preferred being on, running on my own. I quite like just get up 6:30 in the morning and get me run done.
I used to
like to sort of wait about till 7 o'clock at night to train.
Fair
but
enough.
It was a, you know, a really good group at Sunderland, but I just like sort of doing my own thing, I think.
Yeah, no,
there's
that makes
no
sense.
Pressure with pieces, anything like that. You just get on with it.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. So, at Sunderland, then, what would your standard training week look like from Monday through to Sunday? I guess what were you when were you
was,
yeah, go for it.
It would typically be between sort of, not, I normally averaged about 75, 80 mile a week, unless I was sort of marathon training. I did top, you know, just over 100, but it wasn't consistently 100. I would say I averaged about 75, 80 mile a week. It would typically be Tuesday would be something like, say, 6 by a mile or 12 by 800s. It was normally about 30 minutes worth of effort with, you know, sort of recoveries and that. Yeah. Around about 10k-ish pace. And then Thursday was always me sort of steady run day where I'd run about 10 mile, about marathon pace. Saturday, again, would be sort of like 3 by 2 mile, a bit more longer efforts at sort of half marathon pace, something like that. And Sunday was always long run day. And then sort of Monday, Wednesday, Friday was just an easy hour or so.
Okay. Did you have a favourite session?
My favourite session was probably up there with my favourite and my worst one, because it was really hard when I used to dread doing it, but there was a good sense of achievement after. And it was, we used to do like alternate miles where it would be a mile, a minute slower than half marathon pace, mile at half marathon pace. And I would begin early season doing it for about 7 miles, then I would do it for 9, and eventually get up to sort of like 15 mile. But it was one of them tough sort of sessions where you had to get that slow mile right as well. Otherwise, you'd really suffer towards the end. Because at first that slow mile felt a bit easy, but then it did. It took its toll on you. So yeah, it was a tough session. It was a good session. It was a really good session.
That's awesome.
But it is one of them ones. It was very hard on your own as well to have that discipline.
Yeah, I bet. I bet.
And it's getting there with that distance as well. It's getting the right route.
Yeah. Well, I wonder then actually, I think I'm asking this a bit too soon, but where did that discipline come from? Since like you said, you're happy waking up at 6:30 and then going for your run on your own and didn't really necessarily want to wait around till 7 p.m. for the session to start.
Yeah.
Where does that come from?
I think it's just, again, with running, it was one of them where I just see the progress you could make from just training hard. And I just used to know, I got out, did my session, you're a better man the next year, you're a stronger man the next year, you're fitter and it's measurable. Yeah. You know, and I think it was that just determination to get fitter and run quicker and, you know, do better races.
Yeah. Well, and so would you, because I take it, you're still obviously running now and you're still obviously training and everything, but do you still find it's easy, or is it as easy as it was to get up at 6:30 to run now? Or is it not as easy?
To be honest, as we discussed before, I took about a 2-year break from racing, as you're saying, like the power of 10.
Yeah.
And I thought when I took a break, I thought, would I still have the motivation to go out if I wasn't racing, if I never had a goal? But I just found that I was still getting up and going out 6:30, still running 70, 80 mile a week. Even when I wasn't training, I was still running 70 plus mile a week. Yeah. And it was just because I love running as well. I love just being out.
Yeah. No, fair enough. So let's talk about that then. So you're not competing anymore. Took a couple of years out.
I've just started doing a few now. I don't think the only pair of 10 has not been in the club.
Oh, fair. So why did you take some time out originally?
It was just, I think I was starting to put too much pressure on myself.
Mm.
You know, it was getting to like the week leading up the race, and I just start dreading it. You know, I was starting to get nervous a lot more before races, and I think it just got to the point I wasn't enjoying it as much. It wasn't fun anymore. I was just seeing it as like a chore. So I just thought I'd take it. And then I did have a bit of a niggle. I think it was about October 2019, a bit of a niggle with my ankle. Yeah. I remember running in pain. I think I was actually away at the time, and I couldn't find a path to run on. I was running along this, I think it was like a farmer's field, the only bit of soft ground I could find. I was just running, it was chucking it down. I thought, you know what, I've had enough. And then I just stopped. Damn, I stopped for about a month or two, and then I got back into it running again. I thought, I'm not going to rejoin the club and just try and enjoy running.
Yeah. So what made you want to get back into racing?
I think it was, I was just seeing to be slogging the miles out. I'd started training again about August last year, doing like sessions and that again.
Okay.
And I thought it'd just be nice to have a race just to make us have an easy week or a bit time off after. Otherwise, yeah. I'll just keep clogging training out with no end goal. And I thought, you know, what am I keep doing it for? So I started doing a few sessions and then I did Redcar half marathon in September.
All right. Have you done anything else since?
I did Hamsterley 10 miler in, I think it was October, November, then Rosebery Toppen half marathon, which was just like a run up the fells and that.
Nice.
Now, I've got one a couple of weeks up Stanhope.
Say again?
I've got one in about 2 weeks up Stanhope.
Oh, nice. And so did you, did you have any goals going into those races?
At first, I thought, just don't be competitive, just go and enjoy it and use it as a session. And then once you get the race, that's it, cap comes on and it's straight back to being competitive. And right, I think I want to beat that time again.
Yeah.
It does come back out.
So how has it been, though, getting back into it? Has it been fun? Been putting pressure on yourself? Has it been, what's it been like?
It's... at the minute, I'm not putting too much pressure on myself. I sort of go to bed every night thinking if I don't want to run the morning, I don't have to. And if I do race, I kind of enjoy it. I'm not in a club now. I've got a club vest on, so there's not that sort of external pressure.
Yeah.
And I think I enjoy it a bit more now.
Yeah.
Same with training. I don't really plan my week to see what happens when I get the trainers on.
Yeah. That's really good. I think it's important, like you and you're embodying this, like the self-awareness of being like, look, I do want to improve, but it's not worth my, like, it's not worth anxiety. It's not worth just shaking and all this pressure and that feeling.
Yeah.
It sounds like you have the right mindset with that, because I don't know. I think a lot of people can kind of just feel the pressure, but just feel like they have to do it because...
Yeah, there's no pressure. If I want to lie in, I'll try and have a lie in and I'll run in later. And if I miss a day, it's no big deal. I think when I was competing, you sort of felt guilty for missing a day. And
yeah,
I just enjoy a bit of time with the family. My daughter, I spend a lot of time with my daughter, Niamh. And I've got a little dog I've got now, and she's my training partner now. So she can keep up quite well.
Love it. That's awesome, man. Wow. And... Just back on to...
But I think the thing is, with running, you've got...
No, go ahead. Sorry, I interrupted you.
Yeah, I think the thing is, with running, you've got... It's one of them sports where you've got... it's got to be fun, hasn't it?
Yeah. No, it's important, man. Really important. Cool, man. So, do you have any goals going forwards now that you're back into racing a bit more?
At the minute, I've got a couple of sort of... trail runs going on, but I think it's trying to, not necessarily get faster, just trying to get any slower, I think, as I'm getting older.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of enjoying the trail running because there's no pressure on PBs, times. You kind of go into it thinking you're going to run at a certain pace, and it's just, I kind of enjoy it more. There's a lot less pressure doing them as well. It's a lot more, a bit more fun.
Yeah. That's good, man. And so do you have any, I know you mentioned you got a race coming up. Do you have many races coming up this year? Or is it just a couple?
Again, it's the only thing at the minute, you have to plan your races well in advance to get in them. But I kind of just, if I can, I'll just book them from month to month. Maybe just get a good block of training in and hopefully every 4 or 5 weeks just do a good race. Just, I think a lot of them I'm going to do now, I'll just be ones like a bit further afield where I can make a weekend of it, get away with the family and enjoy them.
I love the, like, I know I just said this, but the mindset shift of like dreading it the week before because you had the pressure on you. Now it's like, oh, we can just go away with the fam, just have a good time, get a run out.
That's it. Yeah, and it's just nice just to get away and know that it's just your hobby at the end of the day. It is just a run, and it's not the end of the world if you don't get your best time. And you just run as hard as you can.
That's awesome.
As hard as your legs will carry that day.
That's pretty good. That's really, really good. And obviously, you do sports therapy. So you talk to runners all the time. You talk to athletes all the time.
Yeah.
From your perspective, what is the most important thing that a runner needs to know about staying fit and healthy and not getting injured and everything?
I think it's a factor with recovery, getting it, rest days and running easy as well in between your hard sessions. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, you do see that quite a lot of people doing sessions and running quick the next day. It's trying to just recover in between sessions, I think, and making sure you rest enough. Eat well, hydrate, and just recover well. So I think, you know, when we're training hard, you are breaking the body down, and it's when you recover. It's, you know, when you're resting, when the magic happens and you get stronger.
Yeah. Oh, word. That's true. That's true. Have you ever been injured? I know you said you had that ankle niggle. Have you actually ever been?
To be honest, when I first started running, that's how I became a sport therapist. I had about every injury I could name, you know, Achilles, piriformis, sciatica, hamstring, tears.
I don't even know and that sciatica means.
Yeah, that's how I ended up starting studying again.
Yeah.
And do you get injured quite a lot yourself?
No. Well, not often, but I was injured last year. I was injured this year. Just from plantar fasciitis. And the thing is,
when people come in with that, it's not good.
And the thing is, I just didn't change anything, and then I got injured again, I was like, okay, well, I've got to change my shoes because I know it's my shoes that got me injured. I just shoes.
I think the thing is, though, we're running an injury, you're always dancing on that line of training hard and overtraining. If you don't push you've got to push the boundaries, and I think injuries are risk you take to get fitter.
Yeah.
It's very rare. There's very few runners, if any, I know, who can get through a full season without some sort of injury. So it's often, it is just inevitable when you're pushing yourself to the limit all the time.
Yeah, no, fair enough. It's true. Yep. It's true. That's why I got injured. I was pushing myself to the limit. I'm going to claim that. I'm going to claim because of the shoes. It's because of the hard work. Anyway.
We've got to get injured now and then. It just shows you're working hard.
Exactly. There you go. Yeah, just to everybody that thinks I'm being lazy because my Strava's not ticking.
If they don't get injured, you see they're not working hard enough.
Exactly. There you go. How about that? Yeah. Okay. I love it.
They don't quote us on it, though.
Yeah. I won't quote you, but people will be listening to this, so.
That's how I get all my clients in.
There we go. Just give some bad advice right now, and then you'll have a lot of people coming next week.
I often say that to people while I'm standing there with my business card. I'll see you soon.
This guy, man. Hey, I'm having so much fun. Look, we're coming towards the end, but before we end, I always do this thing called the Find Your Fire round. So I've got quick questions prepared for you. They're just to get to know you a bit. Just to get to know you a bit and get inside of your head a little bit more. And anyway, I've said that enough. So do you want to give it a go?
let's do it,
awesome. All right.
I'm kind of ready.
Okay, let's go. So Kevin, what's a race that you always wanted to run?
I think it was the Great North Run. It would have been the North Run. It was that iconic one what everybody, if you're from the Northeast and you run, everybody just thinks, they always ask, have you did the Great North Run? And I think it is one of them iconic ones I always want to do.
Yeah, it's great. Do you think you're going to do it ever again?
I've entered for this year, actually. Oh, nice. So I might give it a crack, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'll give it a go. If I don't get in, I'll probably try and get in a charity place, maybe.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. No, that'll be good fun. Hopefully see you on the start line. Well, you'll probably be a bit further ahead than me, but yeah. No, good. All right. What about a location? Sort of scenery that you've always wanted to run in?
I've always fancied is like northern Spain. I quite like looking at northern Spain. There's some lovely ones over there. I forget where it was now. I've seen a video of it. It just looked, you know, surreal. It looked really nice, the scenery and that.
Yeah, a lot of athletes get out there before they, like, I've spoken to a few Olympians, they get out there before getting to the Olympics and stuff. Seems like a good place to train.
Well, that's it. I think a lot of people see it is like our sort of, it's like the Lake District, but in Spain, so it's a bit warm and a bit better weather.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but somewhere like that, I think I'd like to go. I think anywhere, you know, sort of, I just love a change of scenery.
Yeah. No, fair enough. It's always nice to get out of the Northeast. That came across badly.
Oh, definitely.
But yeah. Northeast is nice. But yeah. Anyway, okay, rank for me.
It's nice to get away from it.
Yeah, exactly. Rank for me cross country, road, and track from best to worst, in your opinion.
Oh, that's cross country, road, then track was me worst, I think.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I think I like the cross country best. Road I enjoyed, and track was my least favourite, but I think it's because I didn't do much on it. I only did a few races on the track.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah. Okay, I'll allow that. I'll allow that. Yeah. Do you watch much of the athletics, like the Olympics or the World Champs or anything like that?
When they're on it. Yeah, I do enjoy. I enjoy them a lot more since I started running.
Yeah. So do you have a favourite race that you've ever seen?
I think it must have been the Olympics 2012, like the 10K and that. And I think I remember watching it, and it was just great. You know, you're up on the edge of your seat, and yeah, really, that, I think that one really stands out.
Yeah, that was unreal, Mo Farah, man.
Yeah, jeez. It was
legendary. All right, now who's your favorite athlete?
I would say I think Kipchoge. I just like his whole outlook, you know, his style of running, and I think he just seems so down to earth as well.
Yeah, he seems like a humble bloke.
Favorite
athlete outside of athletics?
Let's have a think. I just watched The Last Dance. So I think it could be like Michael Jordan.
Yeah, fair enough. He's a legend. That's good, man.
I think it's just your like sort of work ethic and all that, you know, to train.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Awesome. What's your favourite football team?
Favourite football team, unfortunately, it's Sunderland.
we'll leave that there. This has been JK. what are your favourite running shoes?
The Saucony Fast Witch. I've always liked them for me. Yeah. I've always liked Sauconys. I wear the Saucony guys for me distance. I mean, marathons, I used to wear the Fast Witch.
Yeah, those are really nice. Those ones are really light. Yeah,
nice big comfort in them as well.
Oh, I love it. Okay, do you have a favourite movie?
Ooh, I always like In the Name of the Father.
The Name of the... What's it called?
In the Name of the Father, it was about the IRA. The Guildford Four Bombings. I think that was one of my favourite ones up there. I think that and Step Brothers.
Fair enough. Hey, I'm going to check out this In the Name of the Father. I'm going to Google it tonight and see.
I think it was out about the 80s.
Yeah.
Where Daniel Day-Lewis.
Okay.
I think it's on Netflix at the minute.
Oh, decent. All right, I'll give it a look. I'll give it a watch. Thank you for that recommendation. Appreciate it. Do you have anything that is on your bucket list still that you want to do? And if so, what is the biggest thing?
I think I would like to do like Chicago or Boston or New York Marathon, you know.
Yeah.
I'd love to do one of the sort of biggies over there. I've did London, but I'd love to do like one of them ones.
Yeah.
Tokyo. You know, just get one of them ticked off. Or all of them.
All of them, yeah. Why not?
Maybe it's not in the same year though.
Yeah. That's brilliant, man. And finally, do you have any hidden talents?
Trying to think. Not that I can think of, unfortunately.
Fair enough.
No, I can't think of any.
Fair enough. That's what it says on the tin. Easy. Awesome, man. Well, look, we're just going to finish, but before we finish, do you have any advice for anyone who's getting into running now and wants to be really good at it?
Yeah, just enjoy it. Just enjoy it, stick in, work hard, but just make sure you're having fun. And if it gets too much, just take a step back.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, you've got to do something you enjoy. You know, life's short and you've got to make the most of it.
Love it. Yeah, 100%. Great. Well, listen, guys. Kevin, are you on social media? Or your business?
My connections just went off there.
Great timing. Hey, Kevin, are you on social media? Or your business on social media?
Yes, I am on Yes, I'm on Facebook, Stride Sports Clinic.
Stride Sports Clinic, awesome. So everybody that's listening, make sure you like that page. Make sure you check Kevin out as well. He's getting back into it, so hopefully we'll see some good things over the next couple months. For everyone that's listening, make sure you follow Arden Run Club on Instagram and at This Is Arden on all of our social media for updates on this podcast and us over here at Arden. We've got a massive rebrand coming along, so just keep an eye out on our social media pages. Things are looking really, really good. Subscribe to Arden Run Club so you can be the first to know when the new weekly episodes come out. And yeah, any last words before we end it, Kevin?
No, just thank you very much for having us on. I've really enjoyed it.
My pleasure, man. Well, thank you for joining me. And guys, this has been Arden Run Club episode 62 with Kevin Jeffries. I hope you learned something. Hope you've been inspired. And I hope you find your fire. See you next time. We'll be right back.